Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alex Terry is back. Alex is a member of our Brain Trust, Executive VP and General Manager at Zoomerang, which is part of the Market Tools organization, and he's been with us before, and he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to learn more about what's going on in the information technology world. Alex Terry, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, Alex, and one of the things that I've been talking about I was talking about application service providers, which we didn't call them web-based tools back in 98, 99, but that's what they were. And I was talking about ASPs, you know, in the previous millennia, Alex. And then as it moved along, we didn't call it really much anything. But I do remember hearing a speech back in the 90s, before I even started doing my show, I heard Bill Gates talking about web-based tools and how he thought that was going to be the future. And then Microsoft proceeded not to do that. I thought that was fascinating. But then something happened about 3 or more years ago. I started doing some work with companies like IBM and on something called people were starting to call cloud computing. And ever since then, I've been spending a lot of time on my show talking about cloud computing, either focusing on it or injecting it into various conversations, but you conducted a survey recently that demonstrated that a lot of small business owners still don't know what that is.
That's absolutely right, Jim.
What did you find out?
So, as you mentioned before, there used to be this application service provider term, and then it got replaced by software as a service.
There you go. That was the one in the middle, right?
Absolutely. Talk about that on your show. And then the broader category is cloud computing. And so, as you remember, Zoomerang, we provide online surveys and polls. And so I was very interested to know for a number of different reasons. One, because Zoomerang itself is a cloud computing and software as a service solution. So in other words, when our customers who use Zoomerang, they don't install software on their PC. They get access to it through the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was curious to know what the adoption rate was among small and medium-sized businesses, and that's a big chunk of our audience. Some of the key takeaways were we talked to over 500 decision makers in small and medium businesses, and what we found was only 22% of these folks are outsourcing their IT needs to vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most interesting findings was there's a lot of confusion about what is cloud computing, and do I use it? Should I use it? We found that 72% of them were not sure what it was, or they're not familiar with the technology.
Hmm.
That was a surprising number to me.
That's a shocking number. It's shocking to you and me, but the truth is you and I both know that if you got down into a little more detail with that 72%, you'd find out that 90% of that 72% are using cloud computing. They just don't know it.
I think you're completely right.
And well, 90% of those people have a Facebook page.
That's right.
You know, 92% of them use Google Calendar or they have apps on their smartphone or whatever. That's cloud computing, my friends.
That's right. Well, if they were to listen to your show, Jim, I think they would have, as you mentioned before, they would answer differently on the survey.
So many of the world's problems would be solved if more people would listen to my show, Alex. You're exactly right. You've lurched uncontrollably to the truth. What else did you find out?
So one of the things that we found out, which I guess wasn't so surprising, is that especially over the last couple of years, folks in small and medium businesses, they're really wearing multiple hats. I think neither you nor I are surprised by that.
That's exactly right. Too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on.
That's right. And so, for example, we found that 30% of SMBs indicated that the role in their company has evolved over the past year, and they're really doing more than IT, including a number of different day-to-day functions. For example, more of them are involved in operations, business development, or actually talking with customers and clients. So I guess that really wasn't so surprising, mm-hmm. but it was interesting to see how much it had changed just in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. What were you seeing a couple of years ago?
So what we saw was that, overall we saw that, especially in the smaller businesses, 10 or fewer employees, there really wasn't a dedicated person. It was really the most technical
right.
person on the team
right.
that kind of took on those IT functions.
If you hired someone to do one job, and if they acted like they had a little bit of a acumen for IT, you know, that was like a benefit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Some of the other things that we found was that only 10% of those people we spoke to believe that they've deployed a cloud-based technology.
Hmm.
And
when you say deployed, you mean created one of their own? Acquired one off the shelf and turned it to their advantage?
I believe the latter.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing that was really interesting is we asked them, what are you planning to do in the coming year? And really only 2% of them said that they were planning to roll out a cloud-based solution in the coming year.
Hmm.
And so the question was, does your business...
Now, that is troubling. It's one thing for you. It's one thing if they don't use the same or if they don't apply a term to what they're doing.
Right.
It's one thing if they don't go around saying cloud computing like you and I do all the time.
That's right.
But it's another thing if they can't determine that's a big part of their future is going to be in cloud computing. If that's not part of their plans, their long range vision, right?
Well, and it's especially troubling for SMBs because if you think about some of the benefits of cloud computing, you know, for example, just using Zoomerang as one example, one of the nice things about cloud computing is that it's very quickly and easily scalable. They don't need to make a big investment in infrastructure, and they can scale the needs depending on their customers. So for example, Zoomerang, we do millions of surveys a day,
right?
And no business realistically should need all the infrastructure to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We spread those surveys across tens of thousands of different organizations.
Right. Well, you become their partner in small business's partner in providing that. We're going to come back and talk about this some more, folks. This is fascinating. I'd like you to think about am I seeing myself in some of these responses? I hope not. Stand by. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.